Welcome to the Upgrade You podcast. I'm your professor, Cindy McGee, a child of God, wife, mom, and CPA, in that order, here to share lessons learned on my journey from side hustle pro to seven-figure CEO. I'm on a mission to help more women entrepreneurs propel their business into a millionaire success story. If you're chasing millionaire dreams, let's go. If you've been on your entrepreneurial journey very long, I have no doubt you have experienced what I like to call the sleepy solopreneur shuffle. It's what happens when you're in the space where you are trying to do all the things. You know, when you're a solopreneur, you really do wear all the hats. You are the head of marketing, you're the head of finance, you're the head of operations, the head of HR. At home, you're probably the head of date night and the head of dinner and the head of school projects, the head of girls' night out with your friends. You probably get it, and the list is even longer than the examples that I've mentioned. It's like you are doing every single thing. And for some reason, sleep seems to fall at the last one on that list. And so you're sleepy all of the time. Unfortunately, that sleepy solopreneur shuffle also happens because we think we have to handle all of the things on our own. Sometimes it's because we've convinced ourselves of some things that just simply aren't even true. Things like, no one can do this but me. Or, if I don't do this all by myself, then somehow I'm failing or I'm not good enough to be able to manage it all if I don't do it all on my own. Other times we have these incorrect thoughts that make us believe we can't afford to get help. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard that one. The real truth is you can't afford not to get help, but we'll cover that in a minute. And then sometimes we even think that we can't trust someone else to do it. It's as though we're the only one fully capable and trustworthy to handle all the things, and bringing in someone else to help would somehow make it impossible to get everything done. Now, even though we can convince ourselves that these things are true, the simple fact is none of those things are true. There are so many ways that we can be more successful and ultimately more productive when we choose to collaborate instead of trying to wear all of the hats ourselves. Here's the punchline. The thoughts that we have indicating that we need to do everything on our own are actually the building blocks that put us on the fast track to burnout. They are not the building blocks for an empire. I'd love to share with you a list of the women who have built their empire all alone, who have stood strong and firm and said, I can do this independently. Are you ready for it? Here's the list. That's right. There's none. Not a single one. We all need to collaborate with others to effectively build our empire. Now, surely there's a list of women who have built small businesses that have done it all on their own without collaboration. And fortunately for you, you're not on the path for building a small business. You're on the path for building an empire. You're wanting to create a millionaire success story. And for that, there's no other way. Collaboration is not optional. It is absolutely necessary and an essential component to effectively building your empire. So for many entrepreneurs, choosing collaboration doesn't come easy, and I get it. But in making the choice to work with others, you actually help yourself. It's the way to give yourself a real chance at success, at major success, not just the modest success that comes with the savings created by doing it all on your own. Now, I don't want to just talk about this concept. I want to explain that I'm doing this for myself. In fact, one of my biggest regrets when I first got started in business almost 20 years ago is that I didn't begin collaborating with others much sooner. I tried to do so many things in my own strength. Sitting at my kitchen table with my laptop and my tax prep software, I thought I knew best how to market this brand new idea I had of being a mobile CPA that would travel to the homes of my clients and collect their data in order to prepare their tax returns. So in my mind, I was going to design a newsletter, place it in the mailboxes of my neighbors, and attempt to attract those people as my first set of clients. Now, I'm good at many things, but design work is certainly not one of them. So what I designed was certainly not high quality, and it certainly didn't attract the type of client that I hoped to being a brand new CPA. In fact, the printer that I used, my home printer that is, to even print the newsletters in full color, because yep, I was trying to be jazzy, ran out of ink before I was even able to print enough for my small little neighborhood. I was forced to run to the store, and then guess what? The ink color that came with the second batch that I purchased didn't match the first batch. So all of the newsletters looked one color on the front side and a different color on the back side. I wish I had a copy of them to even post, because it looked awful. But I didn't think I could quote unquote afford to engage a designer or use someone that could do a much better job than I could. Thinking, I've got this, this is going to work. Even though it's not the highest quality, I'm doing this on my own, I've got this. I used my multicolored, for all the wrong reasons, newsletters, folded them up and walked around placing them in the mailboxes of my neighbors. Ironically, one of my neighbors actually owned a small print company. It was a home-based business as well. And she had a high-quality printer that would have ensured my coloration was the same on the front side and the back side. And guess what? She needed her taxes done. And in fact, she was willing to trade services with me of printing the newsletter that I could share with other neighborhoods in exchange for me doing her personal and her business taxes. If only I had attempted to collaborate on the front end, perhaps I would have attracted more clients in my own neighborhood. Because it turns out the newsletter I presented in the other neighborhoods attracted a lot more clients than the one that I created in my own neighborhood. That collaboration allowed me to be more successful in my marketing efforts. Had I not collaborated with her and used my pretty pitiful newsletter that I started with, more than likely I would not have grown my client base as quickly as I did. I tell that story simply because it yields an example of why collaboration makes a difference. I thought I couldn't afford it, but it didn't actually cost me anything. It just required me to be open to working with someone and discovering an arrangement that wouldn't necessarily require cash out of hand, but would allow me to get what I needed and allow my collaborator to get what they needed as well. That type of relationship helped both of us grow our businesses. I've applied this same idea at Upgrade You. So far you've heard from me, but I'm excited to begin welcoming guests to this podcast beginning next week. And the first guests will be my initial collaborators. Upgrade You, of course, includes myself, but also five amazing faculty members who are experts in the areas that really lay the right foundation for establishing your own empire. They also include an amazing developer and a project manager that keeps everything running well at Upgrade You. As a collective, we have worked together for months to help establish the right foundation for this empire. They'll be joining me on the podcast as we dig into the foundational elements of Upgrade University before we welcome our inaugural class in the fall. Our collective helps to challenge one another. We encourage one another, give reality checks when needed, keep each other focused, keep each other laughing, help share the load and the burden that comes with starting something brand new. We absolutely need each other. And the fact is, you need collaborators as well. When you collaborate, remember, you help yourself and you also help your collaborator. You're giving one another new opportunities and elevating one another to provide you with the best options for success. So here's your assignment. Make a list of all of the hats you wear. And more than likely, that's a pretty long list. Identify which one of those hats are actually aligned with your strengths, the things that you do really, really well. Those things that don't have a star by them indicating they're aligned with your strengths are the ones where a collaborator is needed. Once you identify those, let's be vulnerable. Make a post of your collaborators needed list. I'd welcome you to post it on the Upgrade You social pages. I think you'll be surprised at the other empire building women who would love to collaborate with you to help you build your empire and along the way, help build their own as well. Class dismissed. Thanks for listening to the Upgrade You podcast. If you've enjoyed this, please leave us a review. Hungry for more? Check us out online at theupgradeyou.com or at theupgrade.you on all social media platforms.